The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 11th of July, 2019. All the best technology news has been happening over the past couple of days. We'll get you caught up on right now in about 5 minutes. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, we got a biggie for you. But we might want to be a little, maybe just talk a little lower. Yeah, we wouldn't want Alexa hearing us now, would we? Although, fair to say, it's not really just Alexa. It's everybody that Amazon decided to hire around the world. Yeah, in case you haven't heard, Amazon has admitted to employing thousands of people worldwide who are actually tasked to listening in on private conversations through your Echo device. Should we be shocked by this? Probably no, but you might be shocked about what they've been listening to. Now, Amazon is saying that these people only listen to a small amount of what's actually been recorded, so they can help improve customer service, saying that these are only small clips here and there. However, though, two Amazon employees are actually speaking up about what they've been listening to. And those have been from people listening in the shower. Yep, you right out there that's out of tune right now. They've even listened to some people discussing their bank account details. Oh, and the biggie, if you've been having a little boom chicka wah wah, yeah, they've probably been listening in on that too. As far as those claims by those Amazon employees, Amazon is not yet confirmed nor denied anything. They're just not talking. Ah, Samsung, I bet they're just so excited they can't wait to show you the unveiling of the Note 10. Well, they've done it already without them knowing. It's true, they've been trying to be so secretive about their new Note 10, which is supposed to be August 7th, but we don't have to wait for that now, we already know. Leaked online are official press images for the regular Note 10 and its larger Note Plus. And from what we can see, yep, there's been a bit of a design change. The two phones now appear to push that Galaxy S10's all-screen concept. Yep, they pushed it all the way now. It has virtually no bezels, and from what we can see, only the hole punch camera located at the top. Yeah, that's the only interruption. The back looks like something Huawei would have done, and of course has triple cameras on the rear. We know underneath the display is now a fingerprint reader, and you're gonna be able to get it in blue or black. We also look like we might be getting a 5G version of the thing too, and will come in storage capacities of 256, 512, and even 1 terabyte. Yep, so the anticipation, yeah, just went to might want to consider moving up that release date, Samsung. Just saying. Are you one of those people that control your Google Nest, say, with your Apple Watch or Wear OS? Well, you are one of very few. So much, in fact, that Google says they're not going to do it anymore. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nest is no longer supported on Wear OS or Apple Watch. According to Google, they just took a look around at Nest app users and said, hey, nobody's really using their smartwatch to control these things. So why waste resources on that? Google said that moving forward, their team will now spend more time focusing on delivering high-quality experiences through their mobile apps and voice interactions. And finally, hey, speaking of things being a little bit on the silent side today, yeah, Apple's doing a little something underneath the hood. You know Zoom's web server? Might have heard earlier this week, kind of had a vulnerability. Well, Apple's trying to hush-hush that now, and doing that by issuing a very silent update for your Mac. So silent, you don't even know what's going on. So what are they doing? Trying to patch it, make things better? Nope, they're just removing it. Now, yeah, Zoom did issue that emergency patch yesterday, but apparently that's not good enough for Apple. The concern was so deep, they wouldn't let anybody even update it when the patch was actually issued yesterday. As far as what's going to be done in the end for Zoom with Apple, yeah, again, things are pretty silent there. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? We'd love to. Send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com is our website, of course, for all of our podcasts, blog reviews. It's all over there. Go check it out for yourself today. Check us out on Facebook, too, British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And join our lovely BTN community at our Slack room. We'd love for you to be a part of it. It's ever-growing, ever-changing, and it's just so much damn fun. Join us now, britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way for tomorrow, yes, your Friday installment. Get you caught up with the best technology news will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.